Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy today called the move to expand the vaccine eligibility criteria for the state allocated COVID-19 vaccine significant as part of the process in accelerating Alaska's recovery and getting the economy back up and running. Alaska continues to lead the nation in vaccinations. The newly eligible group, Phase 1C, includes people aged 55 to 64, plus people aged 16 and above who are listed as essential workers, specifically defined by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or who have certain medical conditions, or who live in multi-generational households or in communities with limited plumbing. The newly expanded group includes 103,000 essential workers who work in fields such as education, food production and agriculture, manufacturing, public transit, grocery stores, transportation and logistics, food service, shelter and housing, finance, IT and communication, energy, media, legal, public safety, law enforcement, water and wastewater, or with the United States Postal Service. Alaskans who were previously eligible in phases 1A and 1B can continue to get immunized against COVID-19 if they already had not done so. Governor Dunleavy said, and I quote, "By giving more Alaskans the opportunity to get vaccinated, the faster we can get Alaskan businesses thriving again." The governor calls this a jump start to get the economy going again. For more information, visit covidvax.alaska.gov. Marijuana regulators in Alaska are considering loosening restrictions on edible marijuana products in the state. The regulation change would double the amount of THC, the plant's psychoactive compound, allowed in a single serving. Proponents of the change say it would benefit the industry, giving manufacturers more flexibility and saving money for them and for consumers. Alaska's limit on edibles is currently the strictest compared with other states where recreational marijuana is legal and some states allow much higher doses. Still, some are worried the change could have a negative public health effect and cause an increase in accidental overconsumption and emergency calls related to marijuana. The proposed change under consideration by the State Marijuana Control Board would increase the allowed content in a single serving from 5 to 10 milligrams of THC and for a single package of edibles from 50 to 100 milligrams of THC total. So, for example, a package of cookies could contain up to 100 milligrams of THC and each cookie could contain a 10 milligram dose. President of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, Lacey Wilcox, states the industry wants the regulation changed because it will help bring its products in line with what its consumers want. She says from a business perspective or an economic perspective, when you're able to have this more standardized dose, it decreases your cost to produce. She says the more potent a product is, the less of those products you might need to make. The Marijuana Control Board is taking public comment on the proposal till Friday at 4:30. It's scheduled to take up the matter at its next meeting on March 31st. In Anchorage, there is both support for the regulation change and pushback from city officials. Representatives from the Anchorage Health and Police Departments expressed opposition to the proposed regulation changes to the Anchorage Assembly's Community and Economic Development Committee during a meeting in February. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.